China's forbidden city may become forbidden for the Starbucks chain of coffee shops. Chinese nationalists have protested the Starbucks outlet in the Imperial Palace since it opened in 2000, and an online campaign begun by a television host has led to a legislator's introduction of a bill to close that outlet. According to legislator Zhang Hongbin, Starbucks must move out of the Imperial Palace immediately, and it can no longer be allowed to taint China's national culture. The Imperial Palace outlet has removed their Starbucks logo from the shop, but continues to do business. The Palace Museum management, which uses income from Starbucks to maintain the palace, has promised to work out a new deal with Starbucks by the end of June.